Welcome back to Smart Talk. Thank you for joining me today. We're talking about our state budget. Specifically, we're talking about how our state budget affects the funding of Texas prison chaplains. I'm joined right now by Bill Glass, the director and founder of Champions for Life. Mr. Glass is a longtime prison ministry leader in the state of Texas. Bill Glass, welcome to Smart Talk.
Thank you.
We're glad to visit with you. As you know, there is a budgetary crisis in our state, and one of the remedies that's proposed is the reduction or elimination of funding for Texas prison chaplains. Tell us why you think this is a bad idea for our state.
Well, of course, I think that the only hope that inmates have is to get their right life right with the Lord. I've watched it through the years, and I've been working in prisons for over 40 years now, and we do about 400 prisons a year. So, you know, we've probably been in more prisons than anybody that ever lived with our ministry and me personally. And I've seen it over and over again where an inmate gets his heart right with the Lord, then he tends to not get put back in prison. But if he doesn't, then it's just a revolving door. And chaplains play a large role in making this happen, not only in encouraging volunteers like we've done for years, but also in directing the chapel program within each prison. So it's just pivotal to have chaplains in prisons, and I think it's regrettable that we're so short-sighted as to try to cut them out.
You've mentioned you have those four decades of experience in prisons and observing prison chaplains do their ministry. Talk about the effectiveness of the chaplain's ministry and how they are so vital to keeping, number one, Texas State safe and changing the lives of inmates while they're incarcerated.
Well, I think it's obvious that there are good chaplains and not so good chaplains, but most chaplains are very committed people. Otherwise, they wouldn't be involved. The amount of pay they get is very low, and the rewards are sometimes mixed. But the truth is that the quality of the chaplains in the state of Texas is very, very great, very good, high. And I just hate to see them be put out to pasture, because I think it would really hurt the inmates in prison. And the scripture says the way we treat the least is the way we treat the Lord. So, you know, if you're short on love for inmates in prison, you're short on love for the Lord. And one of the worst things you could do is take the chaplains out of prisons, because they're the ones that try to introduce the Lord into the system.
Could you give us some examples of effective chaplains that you've worked with over the years, and maybe some stories about lives that have been changed?
Well, Lemon Solomon, of course, is my great friend that works here in the TBC, and he was the director of chaplains when I first started working in prisons. And then before him, there was great chaplain leaders. And in each individual case, they just do an excellent job. There are, you know, many people who work up and down the system. I've seen chaplains that work on death row that do a great job, and chaplains that work in each individual unit to do a great job, and not only with their own speaking in prison, preaching in prison, but also enlisting others to go. And I have worked very closely with chaplains in my prison ministry for many, many years. Of course, we have been very strong on getting volunteers to go in, and chaplains help the volunteers get properly hooked up with the inmates inside the prison, and that's so pivotal to the success of any chapel program, and so important to the success of rehabilitating inmates.
We're visiting on Smart Talk right now with Bill Glass of Champions for Life. Mr. Glass, if the chaplains are eliminated, do you believe that would cause a reduction in the involvement of religious volunteers from our state? And if so, what would the effect of that be?
Well, yes, I think it would. And I think that you know, what they would do is they would probably relegate that to some other employee within the in the institution, and many times those other employees don't have, you know, the cause of Christ as the center of what they're doing. So as a result, they would not be as anxious to get in Christian volunteers. And, of course, I think the real need is to get more volunteers in there. I don't like to use the word volunteer, to be honest with you. I like to use the word dedicate. You know, a volunteer chooses his place of service. And when you choose your place of service, then if the going gets tough, you'll chicken on take off. Whereas a dedicate dedicates himself to Christ, and then the Lord chooses his place of service. So that's what's really exciting, to see a person that's really dedicated to the Lord and therefore dedicated to the cause of Christ in reaching the inmates. And they're the ones that do the great job.
As you know, our state is facing this $31 billion shortfall, so cuts have to come from somewhere. The argument for reducing or eliminating the funding for prison chaplains is they don't pay for themselves, though there are many of those who argue that the effectiveness of a prison chaplain and a prison ministry actually does pay for itself because of the lives changed. Could you address that issue?
Well, I believe that thoroughly. I think that, you know, the only hope is that the inmate's life gets changed. And the only one I've ever seen that's able to do that is the Lord himself. And, you know, you can, you can't frighten an inmate out of his criminality, and you can't even incarcerate it out of him. The truth is that the only way he'll ever really change is when he has a change of heart. And I see very few adult men and women anywhere in the society who really have a change of life except as a result of crisis. And everybody in prison is in crisis, so they're all open to change. So it's really the greatest mission field in the world. And to cut the chaplains out is short-sighted. And, you know, I'm sure that God would still have a way, but the truth is that it would not. It would certainly short-circuit the effectiveness of the Christian programs in prison.
And most of our listeners fall into the evangelical Christian category, which would align greatly with you and your ministry. What would you say to those who are listening about how important this issue is and how they should pray and get involved?
Well, I would say that you ought to write or talk to your representatives and do everything you can to lobby for not allowing the TVC to lose their chaplains. I think it'd be a tragedy if it happened.
Our guest on this segment of Smart Talk has been Bill Glass of Champions for Life. You can look at their website, lifechampions.org. Mr. Glass, thank you for your time and for your ministry.
Thank you so much. God bless.